NPR's business news starts with Toyota halting sales of many models. The giant car maker has made the unusual decision here to suspend sales of its most popular models because of safety concerns. The safety concerns, of course, involve the gas pedals. We have more this morning from Jerome Vaughn of member station WDET.
Toyota issued a statement saying it has instructed its dealers to stop selling its Corolla, Avalon, Matrix, and certain Camry cars, the RAV4, Highlander, and Sequoia SUVs, as well as its Tundra pickup truck. The automaker has received reports of accelerators becoming stuck in some vehicles, posing a safety risk. Just last week, Toyota recalled 2.3 million cars and trucks to address the problem. The company says it made the decision to stop sales for an indeterminate period to ensure the safety of its customers and restore confidence in the Toyota brand. The automaker has seen a string of quality problems emerge in recent months, including accidents and fatalities connected to accelerator problems. Auto Pacific analyst Jim Hossack says news of this action will be painful.
There's a large number of high-volume cars involved. It affects sales. It affects production. It's a serious issue.
Toyota also announced that it will stop building the recalled vehicles at 5 North American plants. The facilities in Indiana, Kentucky, Texas, and Canada will be idled starting next week. The company says workers won't be laid off during the furlough and will focus on other tasks such as training or maintenance. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Vaughn in Detroit.
And another car company has finally found a buyer for one of its brands. Yesterday, General Motors announced that it has reached a deal to sell Saab to a Dutch company. The price is $500 million. As part of GM's restructuring process, the company wants to sell several brands, but attempts to sell Saturn and the European car unit Opel both fell through. A deal to sell the Hummer brand is still up in the air.